Right now, he is the athletic director at the University of Memphis. It's Laird Veach. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey, Laird, it's Gary. How you been, man?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm okay too. And I think okay, big picture, is pretty good if we're grading on a curve. Listen, I've talked to a lot of coaches about what it's like to have a relatively new job in the middle of a pandemic. I haven't talked to as many athletic directors about that same thing. So let me just start there. Like, what's been the most challenging aspect of your job since our country changed roughly 3 months ago?
Oh wow, that's a big question, Gary. I'm not sure I can answer that specifically. It's the most challenging piece, just like for everyone, is just managing all of the uncertainty and all of the really difficult decisions when you're separated from your people. Yeah, that it's really difficult. I'm one, like many of us, that I work through problems and decisions by talking them through with, you know, smart people that help me, and it's really difficult to do that, and do it in a real effective way in this environment. This makes it tough.
So the news of the day is that the University of Memphis might not have single game tickets available for football this season because of social distancing guidelines in response to COVID-19. This is obviously going to be an issue all over the country. The announced attendance for last season's big win over SMU was 59,506 inside the Liberty Bowl. Based on what you know now, what would a sellout look like this season?
You know, Gary, the real challenging thing is that we're still not exactly sure. Okay. What we provided, which is true, you know, the state of Tennessee has been really helpful and started to give us some guidelines on what they think this could look like. And they've said up to 50% capacity. But it also, the configuration and the seating will also need to meet real social distance guidelines, which, you know, as you know, are, you know, 6 feet separation between people, groups, et cetera. And exactly what that looks like and how many seats we can put together and how that will all play out, we're not even sure we can get to 50%. You know, in fact, we would be doubtful that we could get completely to 50%. So we're still working through some of those numbers. So that's why as we're developing these potential plans, understanding, you know, you feel like you have to put a disclaimer on everything these days. You know, obviously things could change, right? It could open back up, and we'd be very fortunate if we could get more than that in the venue. But right now, the way it's projecting is that's likely not the case. So we just wanted to share that with fans on the front end. So, you know, as we get information and as we develop that, people can start making their decisions and understand, you know, what may be ahead of us.
And the best way to ensure you can be inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium this fall is to go ahead and get season tickets or renew your season tickets. You can do that by calling 678-2331. That's 901-678-2331. Or just visit the website, GoTigersGoTix.com, GoTigersGoTix.com. I thought it was interesting because it's not 6 feet between people, it's 6 feet between groups of people. How do you determine, and I recognize these can be complicated questions, do you have a grasp for how you determine what's a group and what's not a group?
That's, again, one of the many questions we're still trying to determine. So no, we don't yet. We don't know exactly what those numbers will be or how that will be viewed. But that's the kind of thing that really prevents us to get the full clarity that we're looking for. But, you know, we know we want to, and we'll find a way to accommodate a number of students, a band, you know, player guests, player families. You know, there's a lot of different groups. It's, you know, it's just the right thing. We need to include them as well. But when you start factoring those things in with, you know, taking care of our season ticket holders who have been loyal and, you know, been with us for, in many cases, for many years, and starting there, it really starts the number of availability, should this type of projection play out, really starts getting whittled down. And you know, that's why we just felt like it was fair and right for us to start telling people, you know, very well may be in a position where we can't sell single game tickets.
Again, the news from today announced by the University of Memphis, single game tickets are unlikely to be available this season. So if you want to ensure you're inside the Liberty Bowl, you're going to need to get season tickets at GoTigersGoTix.com or by calling 678-2331. I don't envy you, because when I started thinking through this earlier today, it was just one problem after another. Something as simple as, how do fans enter the stadium? Like, last time I was at a Memphis football game, it was my wife and my kids, and, you know, we went as normal fans, and we, walked, towards the gates and eventually hit a crowd of people, and now we're just standing in a big crowd of people waiting to get into the stadium. Do you have to come up with new ways to get people into the stadium as well?
Yeah, very likely, yes. I mean, it is definitely one of those situations. Once you start pulling on the string,
right.
The whole thing, kind of becomes unraveled, and one question leads to another. So that's one of the many things we've been talking a lot about is how do we position ourselves so we can manage that, and will we have to start, staging fans in at different times? Will you spread them out in lines as you see, you do, and you go to the grocery store and other places? There's a lot of things logistically that have to be considered, worked through. The city's been tremendous to work with out at the Liberty Bowl. We've already started a lot of meetings with their folks to really, at this point, start identifying all the questions, right, and start getting input and guidance from different places. So there's a lot of brainstorming going on between different venues and athletic programs across the country. The Zoom calls are really picking up on that topic as well right now. So, yeah, everybody's just in a place where they're trying to start to figure out these potential impacts.
How different will Tiger Lane have to look?
That's a challenging one. Fortunately, we don't know for sure. Our goal certainly will be to, provide the parking that our season ticket holders want. But how that looks and what tailgating looks like at that time, we're not sure of that yet either. It very well could be impacted. And in fact, I'll be surprised if it's not in some way, shape, or form. But we don't know the answer to that quite yet either.
Talking to Laird Veach, he is the athletic director at the University of Memphis. The school announced today that single game tickets are unlikely to be available for the season. If you want to make sure you're inside the Liberty Bowl, best way to do that, go ahead and get season tickets before the June 30th deadline. 678-2331, 678-2331 on the web, GoTigersGoTicks.com. I know, there's a lot of time between now and the start of football season, even more time between now and the start of basketball season, but I imagine a lot of the challenges that are facing you as it relates to football are going to also be there for basketball. Is that your understanding as well?
They very well could be, Gary. That's another certainly a frightening proposition for us to consider. Hopefully we have enough time between now and then that things change and get better. And, we've started to have a few conversations about that. We really haven't started peeling that one back yet. We're hopeful that things can progress where we don't have to. But, it'd be naive to say that we may not be impacted and in similar ways there.
And I imagine that is more costly because, and maybe not, you're privy to the numbers, but I guess I would put it this way. There is a scenario where you can maybe accommodate all season ticket holders. There's a scenario where you might not be able to accommodate all season ticket holders for men's basketball. Is that a reasonable assumption?
Yeah, that's a reasonable assumption. Obviously the next question are going to be, well, what are you going to do about that? And right. I'm going to have to say, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's a tough one, man. God.
It is a tough one. But those are the kind of things that make it really difficult right now, from a planning standpoint, as we're looking at budgets and those kind of things, because there are real significant impacts there. And you're right, particularly on the Tiger Scholarship Fund donation side associated with men's basketball, we generate a great deal of support. So it could be an extremely challenging scenario. And obviously, people are extremely passionate about our men's basketball program around here. So, we're going to want to accommodate as many people as we can. And, hopefully, we got time there to for things to get better or for us to be in a position where we can, we can accommodate that at a higher level than maybe what we're anticipating with football, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
I've noticed a trend in scheduling, not just in men's basketball, but in lots of sports where it just pops up here and there, where it seems athletic departments are more willing, if not completely anxious, to schedule more regional rivals or just local opponents in general to try to cut down on travel? A, because traveling in a pandemic is not ideal, but B, you know, your athletic department, and I would assume every athletic department, is taking a financial hit during this, and you might have to pull back in ways that you otherwise wouldn't. Is that something you've talked to your coaches about? Like, maybe we don't need to go to California to play a non-league game if we can play one that's a bus ride away. Or is that something that you suspect will be true as it relates to Memphis basketball and other sports scheduling going forward?
Well, you know, just scheduling across the board with our sports, that, you know, absolutely, we're going through some of those things right now, Gary. But that's, you know, we're having to, you know, restrict and ask our programs and ask everybody in the department to make sacrifices and look at this year differently than what we've ever looked like before. And that's an example where we are really trying to limit any of our particular non-conference travel. That's difficult and expensive, and you know our coaches have been asked to look at that and work with this, and they've been great. You know, people realize that this is a extremely unique time. We kind of got to rally together and figure out ways to get through it. You know, the interesting thing to me, Gary, was what will look like in the future after this. You know, I think every department out there, no, I shouldn't say every, some are more immune to the financial struggles than others, sure. But. You know, most all departments are going through similar measures, and what happens in future years will be really interesting. Will some of those more, you know, sort of fiscally sound approaches still remain, or will we go back to some of the older ways? We'll have to see how that plays out.
I'm wrapping up here with University of Memphis Athletic Director Laird Veach. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. If there are people listening right now who care about the University of Memphis Athletic Department, and I know there are, what can they do to help beyond purchasing football tickets in advance of June 30th? What can they do to help right now?
You know, for us, it really does come down to financial support. And I know that people get tired of hearing that, but in the end, that's how we pay for scholarships. That's how we pay for staff. That's how we pay for, you know, experiences for our student athletes and put ourselves in a position where we can provide the kind of entertainment that our fans love. So, you know, donating to the Tiger Scholarship Fund is the piece that I would ask. And you know, there's all kinds of ways to do that. You know, you can navigate us through that Go Tigers Go website that you mentioned a few times. Thank you, Gary, for doing that. You know, just being a part of the Tiger Scholarship Fund and helping our student athletes in that way, we're going to be fighting for resources. And then, you know, if there's ever a time when we need people to really step up and try to help us, we know we're not the only ones out there that need help right now. And I want to acknowledge that, but we sure appreciate any kind of support folks can give us.
Season tickets for football are available, 678-2331, 678-2331, or on the web, gotigersgotix.com. That's gotigersgotix.com. And if you want to support the Tiger Scholarship Fund, you can do that at 678-2334 or on the web, www.memphis.edu/TSF/. That's Laird Veach, University of Memphis Athletic Director. I really appreciate you being here, man. Good luck with everything, and I can't wait to see you again real soon.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the time. Take care.
Take care. That's Laird Veach, University of Memphis Athletic Director.